You're listening to SBS News.
Samuel McPaul is the latest firefighter to have died in severe bushfire conditions. The volunteer firefighter died when his truck flipped at a New South Wales Victoria border town on Monday night. Extreme winds rolled the 10-ton truck in what was described by firefighters at the scene as a fire tornado. The accident took place in Gingellic, about 100 kilometres east of Albury in New South Wales. An emotional Rural Fire Service Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, says Mr McPaul will be missed.
Sam McPaul, a young man, well respected and admired throughout the local community and in his local brigade. He leaves behind, tragically, a beautiful wife, Megan, who is pregnant with their first child that's due on the 4th of May. The family is grieving, and it's been a very difficult night, and I would be fair to say I don't even think the comprehension has set in yet at the enormity of the tragedy and the loss.
Rural Fire Service Superintendent Pat Westwood says the incident was out of anyone's control.
He was trained and doing everything right on the day when something went wrong, and just this freakish weather event that would have to be seen to be believed, and even then there's veteran firefighters who don't believe what they saw, engulfed that vehicle with flame, fire and strong winds, and literally picked up an 8-ton truck and flipped it over. It's just incredibly unfortunate what happened.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he is devastated by the loss of a third volunteer firefighter, expressing his gratitude for firefighters' efforts on Twitter. Premier for New South Wales Glenys Berejiklian joined Mr Morrison in expressing dismay.
This brings home to us what New South Wales is going through. Every firefight is a threat to life. Is a threat to people's life as they know it. And the devastating news last night really brought that home to us. Again, I want to issue our deepest gratitude and thanks to all of the volunteers on the ground, to all of our fire and rescue people and police.
Extreme fire danger is forecast for the Southern Ranges, Illawarra and ACT on New Year's Eve, while surrounding regions, Sydney, the Hunter and the far south coast, are set for severe fire danger. Strong westerly winds are expected, pushing fires and placing coastal communities and holiday spots under threat. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service says members of bushfire-prone communities near Batemans Bay and Bega should move to large towns away from bushland. Total fire bans are in place for more than half of the state's 21 fire districts. 5 blazes remain at emergency level. Ms Berejiklian advises New South Wales residents to exercise caution this New Year's Eve.
In particular, we ask everyone to be considerate and thoughtful today. It is New Year's Eve and people are moving around, and please make sure you don't use roads that are deemed to be dangerous. Please don't think you're the expert. Take the expert's advice. We don't want anyone to get in harm's way, and your actions may unintentionally harm so many others, and that's the last thing we want to see today.
Meanwhile, in Victoria, sirens sounded as early as 8 a.m. in the eastern Gippsland coastal town of Mallacoota, kick-starting an evacuation to the foreshore. Thousands of residents abandoned their homes and made their way down to the ocean to escape fires. Residents took to social media, sharing photos of an eerie-looking sky cloaked in black from ash and embers during the mid-morning. Fires grew rapidly overnight due to winds and lightning strikes, which created their own weather systems. About 1,000 firefighters have been working on the blazes that have ripped through more than 200,000 hectares in Victoria's East Gippsland. 7 emergency warnings are in place across the area. The fires cut power to the town, with AusNet Services reporting 5,700 properties without electricity in East Gippsland, and in northeast Victoria, another 1,800. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews cut short his holidays to attend a briefing at the State Control Centre. Mr Andrews advises residents to look after each other.
We have going fires in communities that are under active ember attack. We are not yet into 2020. This is going to be a long, hot, dry and dangerous fire season. Fatigue will be an issue, and all of us in that shared responsibility have to play our part to make sure that we keep ourselves safe and that we don't put others in harm's way. Look out for each other. Be grateful that we have such an amazing emergency services family.
Mr. Andrews says he is in dialogue with Prime Minister Scott Morrison to coordinate possible assistance from the Australian Federal Police in the form of helicopters or ships. The Premier also confirmed that four people are currently missing in Victoria. Properties have been lost in Victoria's east as out-of-control bushfires rage, though it is still too early to confirm how many. Fireworks planned in the region for New Year celebrations have been cancelled because of the risk. Prime Minister Scott Morrison expressed his support for Australians.
I wish we had better news on New Year's Eve, but one news we can always take comfort in is the amazing spirit of Australians. We have faced these disasters before, and we have come through. We have prevailed. We have overcome. That is the spirit of Australians. That is the spirit that is on display. That is a spirit that we can celebrate as Australians, whether on a difficult day like this or any other day. That's what we can take comfort in, each other and the amazing country in which we're blessed to live.
Julia Carr-Katzel, SBS News.